Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Glory to God on tonight. We believe for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's CC Wilder. Make sure you go look that up. Believe for it. Very powerful song. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr. Amen. And we thank God for everybody that has called in, everybody that has tuned in on tonight. If you're out there on Blog Talk Radio, we thank God for you tuning in and listening to the recording. If you're out there on one of our social media platforms, we thank God for you as well. Make sure you join us live, praise God, at 7 o'clock Central. I mean, 7 o'clock Pacific time, amen, at p.m., 8 o'clock Midwest, 9 o'clock Central, and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Amen. Right here. Amen. On Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Or on the phone line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And be blessed with a word from the Lord. Also, we take prayer requests. Amen. We listen to testimonies. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we invite you to call in and be a part of what God got going on at the Anointed Truth of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, let's go to the throne of grace with some prayer on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we just want to praise you. We want to magnify you. We want your glory to be felt on tonight. We want you, Lord, to touch somebody in need on tonight. Somebody, Lord, needs to hear a word from you, Lord, and you're the only one, hallelujah, that can supply that word. You're the only one that can supply that need. And, Lord, we thank you in advance, hallelujah, for your provision. Praise God on tonight. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy, any thought that tries to enter into our head. Hallelujah. Any distraction, hallelujah, that tries to prevent us from receiving and hearing what you have for us tonight. Open up our hearts. Open up our ear, Lord. Hallelujah, so that we can hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And, Lord, we just want to magnify you. We just want to praise you. We just want to lift your name up high and holy, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. You're truly worthy to be magnified. You're truly worthy to be lifted up. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you and we praise you. We thank you for healing on tonight. We thank you for prosperity on tonight. We thank you for revelation on tonight. And we receive those things, glory to God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Hallelujah, and we love you. We praise you, and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, and amen. Glory to God on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God once again for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Hallelujah. In just a few minutes, First Lady, amen, will be coming forth with a word from the Lord on tonight. But right now, amen, I want to go to our opening scripture, which is coming out of Psalms 100. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you're not new to us, amen, then you are familiar with this scripture. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we're going to hit it once again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 100. Read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word. That's Psalms 100 in its entirety. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I want you, amen, praise God, to look real quick, just real quick at verse 1. Real simple. He said, make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Unto the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the writer, who is King David, we believe to be King David, amen, is writing a psalm, amen, basically telling us how we are supposed to be, what our attitude is supposed to be like, what our aura, what our essence is supposed to be like when we come into the presence of God, when we seek the presence of God. Hallelujah. He says, first of all, you got to come in making a joyful noise. See, a lot of us want to come into the presence of God. We want to feel the presence of God, but we ain't making the right type of noise. Hallelujah. We making depressing noise. Hallelujah. Whining noise. The Bible said in the Old Testament, mumbling noises, murmuring noises. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We I always say we got to come to God with an attitude of gratitude. Glory to God. Until you begin to give God thanks for what he's already done, until you can recognize that God has already been moving in your life, glory to God, how do you expect him to do more when you won't even recognize what he's already done? Glory to God. Anytime somebody comes to you and they want something from you, I don't know if you got a child would be a good example. If you have a child, hallelujah, or a family member, or maybe a close friend, you're always there for them. You're always looking out for them, glory to God, hallelujah. And they act like nobody's there for them. Glory to God, hallelujah. And in the midst of you trying to be sympathetic and empathic towards the way they're feeling, you're feeling like, I'm always here for you. Every time you needed something, amen, you didn't even have to call. You didn't even have to ask. Glory to God, hallelujah. That's how we make God feel when we make these murmuring noises. Hallelujah, praise God. When we can't say, when we complaining about the incident that happened when we were a child. Hallelujah, amen, the abuse, the molestation. Hallelujah, amen, the bullying. Praise God. We don't see that we are adults now. Now, I'm not saying get over it. I'm saying you made through it. You made it through it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You didn't get stuck there, but in your mind you stuck there. So you only complain about, hallelujah, where your mind is stuck there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if you were to move your mind forward into where you are right now and realize I made it through it, hallelujah, it made me stronger. Hallelujah. I wouldn't be the person I was today if it wouldn't have been for the events that I went through in my life, and the events that I went through didn't kill me, because I know they didn't kill me because I'm still here. Glory to God. And when you begin to look at your life in more of a optimistic meaning, hallelujah, than a pessimistic one, when you begin to look positive instead of negative and realize, yeah, I went through some negative, but the positive thing is that I came out of it. I didn't get stuck there. It didn't kill me. Whatever it was, like the Bible says, it came to pass, and that's what it did. And you ought to give God the glory that he blessed you to make it through it. He blessed you, amen, to overcome the obstacle that was in your life. Hallelujah. So first, when you want to come into his presence, you got to change your noise. Hallelujah. And real quick, he says, all ye lands. So nobody is excluded. We sit here fighting about, oh, the melanated people, oh, the unmelanated people, oh, the Christians. No, it's the Jews. Wait, it's the Muslims. Maybe it's the Buddhists. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, all ye lands. Glory to God. He didn't specify according to race, creed, religion. Praise God, we are, well, we fail to realize we all serving the same God. Hallelujah. Praise God, I don't care what name you call him, he is still the one God. Hallelujah, we're not talking about the God of the corn and the God of the sun and the God of the moon. Hallelujah, we are all talking about the one supreme God. Hallelujah. So he said, I don't care where you're from, what your social status is, what your financial status is, what your skin color is. Don't matter to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What matters to me is that you open up your mouth and give him a joyful noise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And by giving him that joyful noise, you will begin to enter into the presence of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can take God with you all day if you wake up and give him a joyful noise. Glory to God. I'm thankful that I woke up this morning. So many people laid down last night, hallelujah, and didn't wake up. They didn't get shot. They didn't get stabbed. Hallelujah. Didn't nothing explode. They just didn't wake up this morning. But God blessed you to wake up this morning, and for that, you should give him a joyful noise. Glory to God. You got one more day to get accomplished what you need to. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got one more day to serve him. You got one more day to figure out your purpose. You got one more day. Hallelujah. And for that, you ought to make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Unto the Lord. Praise God. We thank God, amen, for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. This, once again, this is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And getting ready to come forth and bring forth a word from God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Is my wife, hallelujah, and my sister in Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, my road dog. We ain't partners in crime no more because we don't do crime. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We partners in Christ. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about none other, hallelujah, than my beautiful wife. Hallelujah. The anointed woman of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Give it up for First Lady Aisha Prevost. Praise God. First Lady, it's in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we want to thank you all tonight for your presence, Father. We want to thank you for giving the strength to make it through the day, Father. Father, we thank you for just protecting us from any harm or danger today, Father. Father, we thank you for every provision you have provided us today. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, Father. Father, right now, we ask you to be in the midst and be in the middle, Father. Father, I ask you to be my mind on tonight, Father. I ask you, let my words be your words. Let my thoughts be your thoughts, Father. Hide me behind you, Father. I ask you just to have your way on tonight, Father. I ask you to open deaf ears and open blind eyes to see the truth that's right in front of them, Father. And right now, I want to bind any work of the enemy that might want to try to come in and cause any doubt or any fear. I bind it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, and all these things that we ask, Father, we ask in your Son Jesus' name. Amen, 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 and amen.
Amen.
So tonight, we're coming from Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 16. Amen. And he reads, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Then was Jesus led up. Then was Jesus led up the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward in hunger. And when, amen, we're going to stop right there. We're going to stop right there. And the verse that I read again was Matthew chapter 4. No, wait. Oh, it was Matthew chapter 3. I'm sorry. It's Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. Then I jump down to chapter 4, verses 1 through 2. Amen. If I was to use for a topic tonight, it would be, it's a process. It's a process. Can't skip the process. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go back up here to verse 16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when we talk about, you know, being baptized, you know, by the water, you know, that, you know, John, he came baptizing us, you know, with water. You know, you come to church, you get baptized, you know, you give your life over to Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. As a sign of, you know, that you're recognizing, you know, it's God who's been you know, calling for your attention. Amen, hallelujah. It's been God who's been trying to speak to you, trying to warn you, trying to let you know that, you know, what you are doing, you know, against him. Amen, hallelujah. How you live in your life is not what how he meant, you know, how you live your life. Amen, hallelujah, you know. Amen, hallelujah. So when we come to recognize this, you know, we give our life over to Christ. We go to church, we get baptized, showing our public demonstration that, God, I accept you. God, I accept the forgiveness that you are extending towards me. God, I accept that, you know, I have sinned against you. I have doubted you. Amen, hallelujah. God, I accept that I don't know anything about you. Amen, hallelujah. I don't know the plans that you have for my life. Amen, hallelujah. Here I am. I am willing to accept the life that you have for me. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. You know, this is that baptism that we start out with. We start off with the water. Amen, hallelujah. Accepting, you know, accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. We accepting God as our shepherd. We accepting God as our way maker. We accepting God as our healer. Amen, hallelujah. Our provider. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. As our joy. Amen, hallelujah. We accept God as our peace. Amen, hallelujah. This is that water baptism. You accepting God. Amen. As the leader over your life. Amen, hallelujah. And that's the easy baptism. That's the easy one. You know how, you know, it's easy to stay right here. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. Amen, hallelujah. That's the easy part. Amen. It don't take no time to, you know, just to accept God. You say, okay, God, I accept you. You know, it's the easy part. Then when we go down saying, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. Amen, hallelujah. See, that's another baptism. You know, we have to go, you know, we got to be baptized not just by water, but by Spirit,
yes,
and fire. Amen, hallelujah. Like John said, yeah, I indeed baptize you with water. Amen, hallelujah, unto repentance. But he is right here up in chapter 3, verse 11. And say, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, these are the other two baptisms. So most of the time we stop at the water. We say, you know, we accept God. Amen. Hallelujah. We accept God and all. You know, but, you know, we're skipping over the process. Amen, hallelujah. We expect to get baptized in church, and, you know, we just go on by our lives. You know, amen, hallelujah. We just go back, you know, doing what we're doing. Amen, hallelujah. But that's not how it goes, you know. After you get the water baptism, we have the Spirit. We have to now accept the Holy Spirit, go through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because once you give your life over to God and you accept God, the Holy Spirit descends on you. Like what it say, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, heavens were open. And, you know, and the Spirit descended on him. Amen, hallelujah. So when we accept God, the Spirit is automatically on us. Amen. We are automatically walking up to the Holy Spirit. Amen, hallelujah. But see, we got to, now that the Spirit is on, we got to go through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, hallelujah. So here it is, say, and lo, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Then you skip down to chapter 4. Then was Jesus led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
Uh-oh.
Amen, hallelujah. So he got baptized by water. Amen. You know, the Spirit that came in, amen, to direct him. And the first place the Spirit takes him is to the wilderness. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Most of the time we get baptized and, you know, we go back into our lives and, you know, it seemed like all, it seemed like everything, all hell breaking loose. Amen. Hallelujah. Kids acting up, marriage going bad, you got problems at work. It seemed like when you come to God, it seemed like everything go downhill, it seems. Amen. Hallelujah. You feel like, dang, I just had it all together. I just had everything going for me. And I come to church, I get baptized, and it seemed like everything is going downhill. Amen. Hallelujah. And we getting the feeling, dang, this how God wants for us. He wants us to, you know, be going through all these problems and all this and all that, you know. Amen. But that's not the case. Oh, no. He's taking us to a place where we can burn off all the stuff that we learned in the world. We have to burn that stuff off. Yes, we got baptized. Yes, you accepted God as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. But there's still some things on you, in you, amen, that has to be burnt off. Amen. Hallelujah. And the only way that it can be burnt off is he send you into the wilderness. Amen. Hallelujah. He got to send you to a place where these things will be able to break off of you. Amen. Hallelujah. He got to put you in some places where people gonna talk about you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So you can learn not to be moved by what people say. Amen. Hallelujah. He got to move you to some places where people get on your nerve. Amen. Hallelujah. So you can learn how to control your temper. Amen. Hallelujah. He got to send you to these places to help you grow. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Most of the time we want God to drive us to a new house and give us the money or give us, you know, all of this stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But we can't grow. We get all that stuff. We can't grow. Amen. Hallelujah. The proper way. Because anybody can serve God when everything going good. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody can be faithful to God when everything is going good. Amen. Hallelujah. When you ain't got no problems. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody can go share with your brother, love your brother when everything going right. Amen. Hallelujah. That's not going to show God, you know, that you have been cleansed of your wicked ways. Amen. Hallelujah. No, he has to take you to a place so you see what you need work on. Amen. Hallelujah. And the only way he can do that is to send you to the wilderness. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That's just like if you on a job, if you, you know, you apply for a job and you get the job. Amen, hallelujah. And you decide, you know, I want to be a manager. Amen, hallelujah. I want to make more money, you know, so, you know, can I be a manager? But they like, wait a minute now. Hold your horses now. We don't even know what you are capable of yet. Amen, hallelujah. We don't know what you can handle. Amen, hallelujah. We don't know how you work under pressure. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. We don't know if we can trust you to run employees, to be around money. Amen. Pump your brakes, hold your horses. Amen, hallelujah. Let's take you through this training. Amen, hallelujah. We're going to start you off as a cashier. Amen, hallelujah. And we're going to continue from now. You know, amen, hallelujah. We're going to see if you can be honest with money. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to see if you know how to interact with your with the other employees in a likely manner that we approve of. Amen. Hallelujah. Before we can put you in a management position, we got to see what you can do. It's the same with God. He's not going to just put you, give you the house, give you the car, put you in places over people. He got to see if you can handle that. Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
He got to first see if he can trust you with that kind of power, with that kind of authority. He got to see, can he trust you with money? He got to see, can he trust you with people? Amen, hallelujah. He has to see these things. Amen, hallelujah. He can't just put you, it's like a like an example, Elder Gill, I was talking about the, you know, the child. He got, you know, his parents, you know, he got him a car already. He ain't even of age to even drive it yet. You know, he got a college fund sitting over there. He got money laid up, you know, wealth laid up for his lifetime when he get old enough. Amen, hallelujah. You know, the parent can't get a child all that at the age of 14 because the child ain't ready for it. If the child get it too early, he gonna blow it all. Amen, hallelujah. Same with us. If God give us things too early, we'll mess it all up. Amen, hallelujah. God is like just like a parent. He don't give us stuff before it's time. Amen, hallelujah. So yes, we gotta go through. We gotta let the Holy Spirit lead us and shape us and mold us in the wilderness. Amen, hallelujah. You say what? He fasted 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. Amen, hallelujah. That 40 days and 40 nights was him. He spent time in the fire, getting all of the things that's not of God off of him. All that knowledge and wisdom you can pick up in the earth had burned off. Amen, hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? All that fornicating, all that adultery. Amen, hallelujah. All that counsel that the wicked gave you, amen, hallelujah. You have to burn off in the fire 40 days and 40 nights. And, you know, he used 40 days and 40 nights. That's amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. You know, according to my research, the number 40 represents new life. It represents new transition, amen, hallelujah. So was Moses. He was in the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights. 40 years. He was in the wilderness 40 years. Amen, hallelujah, before he went and saved the children of Israel out of Egypt. I mean, after he saved the children of Israel out of Egypt. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. The flood, the Noah, it lasted 40 days and 40 nights. Amen, hallelujah. You know, we can't skip the process. Amen, hallelujah. And then after he was baptized in the fire, after God burnt off everything that was not of him, amen, hallelujah. You know, the product is finished. You know, it's ready. You know, I done twisted some screws here. I done repatched stuff over here. Okay, my product is ready. Amen, hallelujah. We can even compare the fire process to, you know, to anybody who have built anything, like, you know, somebody, you know, built the table. Amen, hallelujah. They had a plan. They knew how they wanted the table to look. They knew what design they wanted. They knew what color. They knew what grain. Amen, hallelujah. They knew everything. And they got to start, and they start to put it together. Amen. Amen, hallelujah. And when they get done with their product, what do they do next? They test the product. Amen, hallelujah. They don't just go and put the product on the shelf. Amen, hallelujah. And this was what Jesus, after Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights, after he spent some time in the fire, what happened next? He's going to get put to the test. Amen, hallelujah. It say, then when Jesus led up the spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward in hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, here he is. I'm just pointing that out. Here he is being tempted. by the devil. God is testing his product. Amen. Hallelujah. He's testing his product to see, you know, is it ready to be, if it's ready to be out on the shelves. Amen. Hallelujah. If it's ready to be seen. Amen. Hallelujah. He's testing it out. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. And as I'm speaking, amen, hallelujah. The testing process, amen, hallelujah, is God testing you out to see if you're ready. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. You know, so what we got here? We got the water baptism, we got the spirit baptism, and we got the fire. Amen. Hallelujah. We can't skip the process. Amen. We can't rush the process. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And I don't want to turn it over to Elder. You want to add to his message?
Amen. Amen. Good word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go with God and don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your
on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. We're going to see y'all next time on the Anointed People Podcast.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Let's
take it up one more time. Every praise.
Every praise.
Come on, everybody.
To our
care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.